This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
You're listening to Free FM 89.0, Tuiamarau Otahapori. This is Ballot Box 23, an opportunity to meet some of the candidates hoping to get your vote in this year's general election.
It's 20 to 2 now, and the next candidate is joining me in the studio. Melanie Wilson is the Animal Justice Party candidate for Hamilton West. She is General Secretary for the party as well, and has been an animal rights activist for several years. Animal Justice was first registered as a New Zealand political party just this year. That makes it New Zealand's newest party, and it was founded after discussions with the Animal Justice Party in Australia. There are 17 candidates standing for election for the party. Tēnā koe, Mel. Thanks for coming in.
Kia ora. Thanks, Mike.
What, practically speaking, and in very broad terms to begin with anyway, is the party hoping to achieve in this election?
So, obviously, we are brand new, so we're mostly looking for publicity for animal-related issues this election. Obviously, it would be amazing to get a good portion of the party vote. There are a lot of people who care deeply about animal issues in New Zealand and know that not enough is being done at this stage. So, getting a lot of public awareness about the issues that face animals and getting awareness for the Animal Justice Party so that we can grow our membership and develop more policies and hopefully have an influence on the parties that are in government.
So is it more of a long-term strategy to start having a political presence rather than just an activist or a lobbying presence in the halls of power?
I think we're here for the long term, definitely. Our aim is to get into government and have a direct influence. We would want to be talking to the other parties, obviously, and working with everyone. We want to be able to work with all the parties across the political spectrum. So anyone who would be happy to work on an issue that would help animals would be happy to work with them, whether we're in or whether we're not. And maybe it's unrealistic to assume that we'd get in this election, but we've made a lot of progress in just a few months. We got registered only a couple of months ago. We've got 17 candidates in electorates. So I think we can work pretty fast. So hopefully next time, maybe.
We'll see if we can touch on more of that in a few minutes. All the party policies that are listed on your website are defined with that animal welfare lens applied, which is unsurprising given the name of the party and all. So I just wonder how voters are already reacting to that. Can you tell me what feedback has been telling you so far?
A lot of people out there are working very hard for animals on a day-to-day basis. So you have a large number of sanctuaries, people who work for SPCA, people who work with Paws for Life in Hamilton, there's the Sunny Hills Bird Rescue. So there's so many people who put their whole lives into helping animals. Those people know that we need more regulation and law and help from government to help animals, more funding, for example, for the desexing program for SPCA. So the feedback is positive. People want a voice for animals in Parliament. There may be some more awareness in some areas than others. But all in all, I think we're getting good feedback for sure.
Are you at the moment, though, kind of preaching to the choir a bit, that the people you're reaching are the people who would be interested anyway?
Potentially. We're brand new. This is my first radio interview, so yeah, potentially we are. But it's good to have the support of the animal rights community, people, and it's a big variety of different people who care about animals, people who work with cats, with dogs, there is a vegan community. There's all sorts of different areas where people just put their whole life into trying to help animals. So it's not kind of it's not just one section of society that we're looking at.
Now, I find it interesting that you've actually not been afraid to state in some of your policies some fairly big thinking. Like, for example, the idea that we should be moving entirely from a livestock agricultural base to a plant-based agricultural industry, or economy, I should say. Some of that's going to be a pretty hard sell for a lot of people in this country.
Yeah.
So are we just sowing the early seeds for discussion here, or putting a line in the sand and saying, this is, you know, these are must-haves for us?
This is a goal. This is something that needs to be discussed, and we want to be part of that discussion. So it's widely acknowledged by everyone. We know that 50% of the emissions in New Zealand come from animal agriculture. We know that we need to reduce our emissions. We know we need to address the state of health of the rivers, state of health of our people. Doing a gradual and help, like if we help farmers to transition, rather than saying we think, you know, we appreciate farmers. We know that they work really hard. Our aim would be to help them transition to something more sustainable and hopefully better for them, and something they can be proud of, but also better for animals, better for the health of our people, the rivers, and it will definitely have a huge impact on reducing our emissions.
Isn't there a little bit of a risk, though, being seen a little bit as either an extremist kind of party or just perhaps a bit naive with your view of the world? That people may not take you that seriously because of that?
I'm sure some people might think that, but if people do their research, they know that this has actually been stated, this is essential. We can't get through this climate crisis thing without making substantial changes. They have to be quite drastic, and we can't keep doing what we've always done. It's not working anymore. We need to reduce the emissions, and if we need to reduce them substantially, we're going to have to look at the industry that produces 50% of them. So something has to be done. We're certainly not saying we need to just stop all animal farming today and transition right now. It will be a gradual process, and we'd need to help farmers.
That's only one of the policies too, because there's so many others where you have given it that animal rights or animal welfare lens.
Yeah.
Being a new minor party is difficult enough at the best of times, and as you've mentioned before, having such a single point of focus driving those policies would seem to make it even harder, I guess, to get some traction or even attention. But you've said, you know, that we're out to get some, to be noticed this time around. So how are you approaching that? How are you dealing with that?
With getting noticed?
With getting noticed and noticed. You know, getting your face out there, so to speak, as a party.
So our main focus has been on social media and increasing our social media reach, and that's been going really well. We've been having just increasing membership and just a lot of attention on social media, so that's been our main focus. We've just put a few billboards up which are really eye-catching, so there's a couple in Hamilton, and then just our candidates have been out there on the streets in Christchurch. I think in the weekend they had a bunch of volunteers standing on the street corner with signs, which was really good to see. We've got our signs up, we're doing flyer drops, we're doing markets. So we're kind of doing as much as we can with a very limited amount of resources and limited money and limited people. But we've grown quite quickly, and we've done really well in a really small amount of time. So I imagine we're just going to keep that progress after the election. It's not the end after the election for us.
Talk about that more in a couple of moments, but I want to turn to the Hamilton seats then, because you got candidates standing for Hamilton West yourself and also Hamilton East. So what would you hope to achieve if you end up, you know, in the, as you say, unlikely scenario where either one or both of you ended up being candidates representing those electorates? What would your thoughts be then? What would you specifically see as being the benefit of the voters to have you as their MP?
Okay. So for myself, I've lived in Hamilton West my whole life, so I'm kind of aware of some of the issues. I care about the people. I have empathy for people's situations. I know that people are struggling, and I would be, like, I have integrity, so I'm very open and honest, and I genuinely want to help. So I would be listening to the residents of Hamilton West and taking their issues to Parliament for them and doing the best I could to help them out. So obviously I'm also concerned about the specific animal issues, which there are a lot in Hamilton West. Every day I see go up on the local Facebook pages roaming rabbits, roaming dogs, people who are too scared to walk their dogs because of the roaming dogs, animals that have been killed by the dogs. There's a massive overpopulation of stray cats in Hamilton West, which I imagine is throughout the country. There's also issues with people having trouble getting into rental properties in general, but it makes it even harder if they have a companion animal that they need to take with them. So, yeah, I would be wanting to help with these issues as well as the other issues that face people and animals. So I just want to be there for everyone, really.
Well, if you're not elected, is that the kind of work that you want to get more involved in personally anyway, that's the kind of advocacy that you would want to be doing?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I work in Dinsdale in an acupuncture clinic. We offer free, quick acupuncture treatments to people. I meet a variety of people from the community on a day-to-day basis. Mostly, apart from work, what I do to try and help is when I see an issue pop up on Facebook, there's a rabbit on the loose again, go and try and help. It does have an animal focus for me mostly. I do try and help people as well when people are popping up with they've got no food. And I have prolific fruit trees, so I share that with the community. But I think animals, because people are struggling in their day-to-day lives, it's hard for most people to try and then also help animals. So I feel like I have a responsibility to try and have a voice for animals and help them.
Well, you've just alluded to the fact that there are other aspects to being a representative, to being an MP or being someone who advocates within a community other than just the animal rights side of things. Is it possibly not a good thing to name the party so specifically animal rights or animal justice, I should say, rather than something that encompasses that idea but also embraces the broader aspects general community well-being and issues?
I think that we definitely do care about general issues as well as, but the reason that we're the Animal Justice Party is because although some of the other parties that are much more established than us, some of them do have good animal policies, but nothing tends to get done about them because there's so much else to deal with. And we want to bring the focus on animal rights and animal justice and the issues that need to be dealt with. We want to bring those as our foremost thing. So the Animal Justice Party in Australia, which is where we've got the same name as them, obviously, they've done amazing things. They just recently banned duck shooting, which you'd think that's just not possible, but they've just done it. There's plenty of other things they've done as well, but they're making a real difference and they're working with other parties in government. And I'm sure that they, they also have the values of empathy and equality and non-violence. I'm sure they have the same sort of values. That's our party's main values. So we care about other issues. We know other things are important, but we just want to have the focus on animals because it tends to get lost with the other political parties.
That's where I was heading next, because what does the future hold for the party? If you get a little bit of traction this time around, are you going to be able to work with other parties and say, hey, look, we got this reaction in the election. You should be listening to what we have to say a bit more. I'm thinking of obvious parties that could be sympathetic to you, like the Greens, for example.
Yeah, I certainly hope that we can work with the other parties, for sure. I know that Labor has done some good for animals. They've banned live export by sea. They just came into effect this year.
That could be reversed, though, couldn't it, with a change of government?
Unfortunately, if National gets in, they've said they're going to reverse it. So you can kind of see, we would work with any party that would be happy to do things for animals, but obviously it seems like some parties do have a tendency to care more than others about the animal issues. I certainly hope we can definitely keep working with and having an influence on these parties. That would be our next step after this little campaigning bit in the election. Now, what are our next steps? How can we have influence? Yeah.
Well, thinking of that, as General Secretary, do you think you'll always want to be a political party, or will you morph into something like a more highly focused lobby group?
I imagine we will be staying a political party at this stage. Because
that's where the power is?
I think because that's what we've seen have the greatest impact in Australia. So the people, and there are other countries as well, there are people in the Australian Animal Justice Party who worked as animal rights activists for various organisations for 20 years before getting involved with a political party, not having any real desire for politics like I haven't either in the past. But They said that by far the biggest impact they've had in their activist careers is once they got into politics, because you can affect real change. You can say, look, we've changed a law, now people can't shoot ducks anymore. That's amazing. Whereas when you do the smaller activism, it's very small, and it's just making a little impact at a time, which is still, I think it's all important, and I'm not going to stop with my other activism, but I imagine this political party will be here for a long time.
What's the last message you want to leave us with today?
Party Vote Animal Justice Party, if you care about the well-being of animals, and if you want to see the Animal Welfare Act being properly regulated and enforced, that animals, you know, when they're having cruel and bad treatment, that something will actually happen about that, then vote Animal Justice Party.
Mel Wilson, Animal Justice Party candidate for Hamilton West, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
This afternoon, and being part of Ballot Box 23.
Thanks,
Hope the rest of the campaign period goes well for you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.